Questions 31 to 40 are based on the following conversation. Jen, a freshman at college, is talking to her brother about how stressed she is about her final exams, and he has some suggestions for her. Look at questions 31 to 40 now. Now listen to the conversation. Coping with exam stress.
Hi, Jen. What's up?
Hi, bro. Thanks so much for coming out tonight to meet me. I know finals are in less than a month, and it's your last year, so you must be so busy, even busier than me.
Oh, I've got some work to do, but it's not so bad. I was busier a month ago.
Oh, wow. So you're not worried at all?
No, not really. I'm more or less prepared, and I really just have a few upper division classes this term. All things I plan to use in the rest of my studies and career, you know. It's interesting, and I understand why I need the knowledge. You're in a much more challenging position, I think. I remember my freshman year. How do you study a subject you're not interested in, particularly when it's made up entirely of sitting in an auditorium listening to someone lecture, whose features you can't even make out if you're sitting in the back?
Yeah, I don't think I'd even recognize my introductory biology professor if I passed him in the hallway.
So, how are you doing?
Not so well, actually. I'm not even sure if I'm going to pass all my classes at this point. And Mom and Dad won't pay for a repeat year, that's for sure. I know there's nothing you can do, but I think I just need to talk to someone who knows me well.
Well, that's what big brothers are for, isn't it? But which classes are you worried about failing? I thought you'd been getting reasonable grades.
At this point, about half of them. I've just stopped studying. Can you believe it? Completely stopped. It's like I don't have the willpower to open any of the books. I don't know what's got into me. I've always been a good student. It's like I don't even know myself anymore with this behavior.
What have you been doing instead?
I'm not sure, actually. Sleeping? Sitting on the sofa, feeling guilty about not opening the book? Sitting at my desk, doing nothing? That sort of thing.
That's pretty bad. I thought maybe you were partying too much, but this is even worse. You're not even having fun while you aren't studying.
No, not at all. Why am I doing this to myself?
If you think something is impossible, it can be pretty hard to even try. But why would you think passing your classes is impossible? You've never failed any classes, have you?
No.
I think you've just been working too hard, and now you've got tunnel vision and can't see the big picture. I think you need to take a break.
You're joking, right? I've got less than a month to study, and I haven't done anything useful for almost 2 weeks. And you think I should have a vacation?
Yep, why not? It's not like you're studying anyway. You might as well at least enjoy the time. Do something you want to do. Besides, I'll bet that if you don't do any studying for 4 or 5 days, you'll get twice as much done in the rest of the time. I will bet you money on that.
You have a point. The problem is, there's not much I can think of that I want to do lately. That's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yes, that's pretty bad. Let me help you then. You like to read. So, go get some books to read and read them.
But what?
It doesn't matter. Read anything you like. Read Harry Potter again, whatever. Just let yourself get totally absorbed in it. Go running. Get some exercise.
Yeah, I've stopped running in the mornings. I miss it, actually.
Well, get running again then. And cook something. You know, it was my first year at college that made me realize that I love to cook. I know you don't really know how, but get a book and try.
How did you learn all this?
I learned it the hard way, believe me. Do you know I failed my chemistry class in my first year?
What?
Yeah, I failed it. I had to repeat it the next year.
But I didn't know that.
I remember Mom and Dad didn't want you to know, so I kept it secret. I wasn't proud of it either, so it was an easy secret to keep. I think they didn't want you to think it was an okay behavior. But you know, Now I think you need that information. You see, if you do fail something, it's not the end of the world. Life goes on. It's all part of learning.
Oh, wow. I'm really surprised, actually. And it's weird, but that makes me feel so much better somehow.
So, are you going to take a break from studying and do some things you like?
You mean from not studying? I think I might.
Now listen again.
Hi, Jen. What's up?
Hi, bro. Thanks so much for coming out tonight to meet me. I know finals are in less than a month, and it's your last year, so you must be so busy, even busier than me.
Oh, I've got some work to do, but it's not so bad. I was busier a month ago.
Oh, wow. So you're not worried at all?
No, not really. I'm more or less prepared, and I really just have a few upper division classes this term. All things I plan to use in the rest of my studies and career, you know. It's interesting, and I understand why I need the knowledge. You're in a much more challenging position, I think. I remember my freshman year. How do you study a subject you're not interested in, particularly when it's made up entirely of sitting in an auditorium listening to someone lecture, whose features you can't even make out if you're sitting in the back?
Yeah, I don't think I'd even recognize my introductory biology professor if I passed him in the hallway.
So, how are you doing?
Not so well, actually. I'm not even sure if I'm going to pass all my classes at this point. And Mom and Dad won't pay for a repeat year, that's for sure. I know there's nothing you can do, but I think I just need to talk to someone who knows me well.
Well, that's what big brothers are for, isn't it? But which classes are you worried about failing? I thought you'd been getting reasonable grades.
At this point, about half of them. I've just stopped studying. Can you believe it? Completely stopped. It's like I don't have the willpower to open any of the books. I don't know what's got into me. I've always been a good student. It's like I don't even know myself anymore with this behavior.
What have you been doing instead?
I'm not sure, actually. Sleeping? Sitting on the sofa, feeling guilty about not opening the book? Sitting at my desk, doing nothing? That sort of thing.
That's pretty bad. I thought maybe you were partying too much, but this is even worse. You're not even having fun while you aren't studying.
No, not at all. Why am I doing this to myself?
If you think something is impossible, it can be pretty hard to even try. But why would you think passing your classes is impossible? You've never failed any classes, have you?
No.
I think you've just been working too hard, and now you've got tunnel vision and can't see the big picture. I think you need to take a break.
You're joking, right? I've got less than a month to study, and I haven't done anything useful for almost 2 weeks. And you think I should have a vacation?
Yep, why not? It's not like you're studying anyway. You might as well at least enjoy the time. Do something you want to do. Besides, I'll bet that if you don't do any studying for 4 or 5 days, you'll get twice as much done in the rest of the time. I will bet you money on that.
You have a point. The problem is, there's not much I can think of that I want to do lately. That's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yes, that's pretty bad. Let me help you then. You like to read. So, go get some books to read and read them.
But what?
It doesn't matter. Read anything you like. Read Harry Potter again, whatever. Just let yourself get totally absorbed in it. Go running. Get some exercise.
Yeah, I've stopped running in the mornings. I miss it, actually.
Well, get running again then. And cook something. You know, it was my first year at college that made me realize that I love to cook. I know you don't really know how, but get a book and try.
How did you learn all this?
I learned it the hard way, believe me. Do you know I failed my chemistry class in my first year?
What?
Yeah, I failed it. I had to repeat it the next year.
But I didn't know that.
I remember Mom and Dad didn't want you to know, so I kept it secret. I wasn't proud of it either, so it was an easy secret to keep. I think they didn't want you to think it was an okay behavior. But you know, now I think you need that information. You see, if you do fail something, it's not the end of the world. Life goes on. It's all part of learning.
Oh, wow. I'm really surprised, actually. And it's weird, but that makes me feel so much better somehow.
So, are you going to take a break from studying and do some things you like?
You mean from not studying? I think I might.
Now answer questions 31 to 40. That is the end of the listening test.